This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Whether you call it the SEC primary or Super Tuesday, today's the day Alabamians vote for everything from local judicial races to presidential nominees. The director of UAB's political science program, Angela Lewis, tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley what's at stake in Alabama, starting with the presidential races.
Based on analysis from polls that I've reviewed over the weekend, it looks like Donald Trump is a sure-in. However, if I remember what happened in 2008, we thought Hillary Clinton was a sure-in for the Democratic nomination, and she wasn't. So things can happen on Super Tuesday that we don't expect. So based on that information and the fact that Rubio is from Florida, a southern state, and recently I've seen ads on TV in Alabama with Rubio. Rubio has kind of stepped up his game. He's been taking jabs at Donald Trump. I'm not exactly sure if this double-digit lead that Trump has nationally will actually carry in Alabama.
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders did bring a large crowd to downtown Birmingham when he visited a while back. Hillary and Bill Clinton, of course, were in Birmingham over the weekend to campaign. Where do you see the Hillary and Bernie fight falling?
Well, there is a generational gap in the Democratic Party right now. Whether fortunate or unfortunate, the facts are that people under 25 are less likely to turn out to vote. So if you couple that with the fact that most people under the age of 30 are Bernie Sanders supporters and they don't generally turn out to vote, things don't look very good for Bernie Sanders. He has to do something to generate more interest, more excitement. I'm not sure if he's done that enough in Alabama.
Another race people are watching, U.S. Senator Richard Shelby, of course, been in the legislature for almost as long as his top competitor, John McConnell, has been alive. And this has been a heated race with some very strong rhetoric from Shelby.
Right. Well, the first thing we have to keep in mind is that Shelby is an incumbent, and it is very, very difficult to beat any incumbent. However, Senator Shelby has made probably a few missteps. The first misstep is obviously the campaign ads. Most of them talk about how he has spent the last bit of time in the Senate fighting Obama every day. Well, there is a dilemma here. If Obama's not there anymore and you've spent all of this time fighting Obama, what will you do now? He doesn't answer that question in any of his ads. He just really focuses on fighting Obama. And his competitor has picked that up. But again, we have to remember it's very, very difficult to beat an incumbent, especially one with a war chest as large as Richard Shelby, especially one that has buildings named after him. So we'll see what happens. If McConnell has enough support, maybe he can give Richard Shelby a run for his money.
Another a bit less exciting thing on the ballot today, Alabamians will be voting on Statewide Amendment 1. What is Statewide Amendment 1?
The constitutional amendment that is on the ballot today in Alabama deals with whether or not circuit clerks and district attorneys will be able to receive a part of the retirement plan that Alabama has. Based on information I've gathered, this amendment would actually save the state money because it will require them to contribute to the retirement program. So the way the amendment reads is a little misleading because it's just asking is, will we allow them to take part of it as if the state is going to pay for it all? And that's not actually what it is. The amendment would actually require them to contribute to the program also.
Another highlight of this race, specifically in Jefferson County and Shelby County, are all the judicial seats on the ballot.
Yes, there are a variety of races and candidates that are running for judicial seats. One thing that makes Alabama different, obviously, is that we elect judges and we elect them on a partisan ballot. So that creates all kinds of issues for people. But whatever the case may be, it's very important that people pay attention to these judicial races because 9 times out of 10, you will encounter a judge before you encounter the president. And so it's really important that people do research on these judicial candidates before they cast their vote.
Shelby County voters will be going to the polls today, and they'll be deciding, in addition to all that we've talked about, whether or not they will allow Sunday alcohol sales in the county. And this could be pretty interesting.
Certainly. We're in the Bible Belt of Alabama. So Sunday alcohol sales in a state that is as moralistic as Alabama could be problematic. However, this decision by residents in Shelby County may make them turn out to the polls if they're really interested in buying alcohol on Sundays.
So you actually think that it might improve voter turnout in Shelby County?
Well, you never know. I mean, people like to partake in alcoholic beverages, no matter what day of the week it is, or a certain segment of the population. So if people are truly concerned about whether or not they can buy alcohol on Sundays, I'm sure they would be more inclined to go to the polls and vote.
That's Angela Lewis, director of UAB's political science program, speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley about today's Super Tuesday primary contests.